You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Good evening and welcome back to Perspectives. You know, Perspectives is really the intelligent, rich, real, and unbiased show, and I would assume that for the entire radio network. It's more than a show, you know, it's really a marriage of cutting-edge knowledge, humor, intelligent banter, and successful life-enhancing tools that, when implemented by you, change your life in ways you can only imagine until now. I want to welcome back our avid, beautiful listeners, as well as thank the P1s and all that listen to Perspectives. For new listeners, we are happy to have you tuned in, and I believe you will be making this a usual freeing mind situation and a good Sunday experience. We all have different perspectives. You know, I think we can all assume that the way we see the world is kind of different than anybody else. We see different perspectives on everything because of our past, because of our upbringing, our family, our environment, all of which serve to morph the way we think, the way we see things, and the way we interpret what we see. Because we all have entirely different family, we all have a different upbringing, we all have a different environment, we all were born in a different womb, different education with religion, some of us without religion. We're all from different countries, or maybe the same country, but from different places. We were born in different hospitals, you know, you get it, et cetera, et cetera. You know, these things paint our lives differently, and with those differences come different ways of interpreting everything. You know, some of us find a few others that interpret things kind of close to how we do. And for the most part, your friends see things actually kind of differently than you do. That's why we try and find people to hang out with that kind of have similar thoughts, a similar stimulus, and kind of a similar manner in the way that they see life, the way they feel things, the way they act. We like and even prefer that because it causes more cohesion, you know, a better balance. It seems like you have less fighting, and you obviously have more understanding when somebody gets you. Understanding another human is really most of our top priority. It seems that we want to be understood so bad, and sometimes when we're not understood, you almost feel like there's nobody there for you. You feel like a man just there on an island by himself with nobody there to understand or interpret what you're saying. You know, when someone really truly understands you, they get you, and you seem to be more fulfilled. And I think that's interesting because a lot of times you can have the most interesting thoughts, you can have the best game plan, you can have the best concept, you can have anything right there. You could be, you know, Andrew Carnegie, for goodness sakes. The whole concept is that you could have something right there that you just can't explain to somebody to make it a reality. You know, you don't have to go all over the world explaining why you do what you do, or what, or how you talk to somebody, or why you said what you said. But at least some people understand and don't ask for an explanation. And on top of that, they aren't angry by your movements and your actions and your responses. Sometimes things that seem normal to us are the exact opposite to other people. It's abnormal to them. You know, when you go anywhere in public, our actions and our words can be interpreted and misinterpreted every time, anywhere, everywhere, and by anyone. You might mean one thing and someone takes something completely different from your words and actions. Unfortunately, we have people around us that understand sometimes 90% of the things that we think, and other times not. You know, it's kind of shocking to me when you can explain something to somebody, and it could even be somebody you know for a long period of time, it could even be a parent, and they have no idea where you're coming from. They're completely lost, they have no idea what's going on, they can't even understand or grasp the beginning of what you're trying to say. And then you meet somebody that almost completely grasps your idea, almost can completely functionally see what you're trying to say and what you're trying to talk about, which seems to make life so much easier. Tonight's show, we're going to be talking about just that. And you know what that is? You know what that is? That's our perspective. Everybody has a different perspective on life. Everybody sees something differently. If you walk into a situation and you see somebody say something or do something, your interpretation is based upon your past. So what happened in your past that makes you interpret one thing, maybe positively, negatively? Sometimes you can think one thing, think another. But for the most part, you know, we all don't know the exact truth. No matter how close you are, there's not one person out there that gets you 100% of the time. doesn't happen. No matter how much we want to tell ourselves this, no matter how much we want to explain the fact that we are completely understood, we're not. Every individual is not completely understood by anybody. Nobody can understand you completely. Sadly enough, that is the feeling of being alone a lot of times for people. And so the idea of getting to understand another is highly important. And to find people that can understand you, as well as not only people that can understand you, but making yourself understood. So it's not necessarily what you talk about. It's not necessarily the plan of action you have. It's how you talk to other people about it and say, hey, this is my concept. Marry the concept with concepts that these people understand. If you paint the picture correctly, they might actually get it. But if you're just talking to be understood by you, they're probably not going to get it. I hope you've had a chance to go online to my website at www.liveyourtruelife.org. Got some neat stuff up there. Put a new blog up there. It was kind of nifty. And it kind of goes with the whole idea of anger. So anger is also something that we perceive. The way that somebody angers us or upsets us in a way is also perception. I mean, sometimes people would have to say that it's dead on when somebody does something explicitly to upset you. But at the same point in time, you have to recognize the fact that maybe they don't understand that they've upset you. Their degree of anger, their degree of acceptance is completely different from yours. So tonight we're going to be going through different scenarios with three different guests. And it's going to be really fun because we're all going to have our different perspective. We have Mike Dice joining us, Jeff Thaxton joining us, and Sarah Jones joining us tonight in the studio. Later on in the hour, we have Cynthia Smoot coming with her segment of Out and About with Cynthia, as well as we have Jake Busey in the Jake Busey Minute. I'm not really sure if it's going to be a minute. It could be five. I have no idea. But we have all that coming up, and I think it's going to be an interesting night for us to realize that even in these small scenarios that might seem pretty funny, talking everything from bathroom etiquette to movie theater etiquette and how we perceive somebody doing something that also stretches to life and everyday life, as well as your work plans, your love plans, and anything else in between. So stay tuned. We got a lot coming up, and we got some people joining us in the studio right after this break.